Five, four, three, two, one.
There was an idea, a podcast called The Jenny Position. The idea was to combine a remarkable host with relatable pop culture topics and see if they could become something more. See if they could work together to make the show that the world needs. This is The Jenny Position with your host, Jennifer Smith.
Hi, welcome to The Jenny Position. My name is Jennifer Smith. This is a new episode, and we're going to try something new and fun. Sort of a mixture of something that I have done a lot and something that my guest has not done a lot of. I'm here with my good friend, Bianca. We are going to watch a movie that she has never watched before. Hi, Bianca.
Hello.
Hi. So, how we came up with this podcast is we were sitting around watching some Netflix, and we were watching this show called The Movies That Made Us. And, you know, there was like Dirty Dancing and a couple of others, and Home Alone was on there. So it was like the history of Home Alone and blah, blah. And you said,
I have never seen this.
Home Alone. And then the whole room went, what? And everybody
freaked
out. That's
what I do. I blow people's minds.
Kind of immediately, I was like, that's a podcast. You know, watching shit with somebody who has never watched this before. And so I was like, that could be a whole series, because for whatever reason, there's a lot of classic movies that you've never seen before. What is the reason, Bianca?
I've lived under a rock my entire life.
Why is that?
I don't know. I always liked books. Normally, I don't watch like TV or movies unless I'm in a theater, because that makes me pay attention. Mm-hmm. If I'm just chilling at home, I'm like, you know, I could be cleaning, I could be doing laundry, I could be playing with my cat.
Instead of watching movies, you could do those things and watch movies. Did you know that?
You underestimate my ADHD skills.
I know you pretty well, although you did not like me, remember, the first time we met, and for a long time after that.
Not a long time.
A good amount of time. For our listeners, we were sitting on the beach one day, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, you were like, you know, I didn't like you when we first met. I'm like, what? Like, we're good friends. What are you talking about?
I didn't like your tude.
I'm an acquired taste. but you love me now, and I love you. So we're going to watch some Home Alone. And so we watched this behind the scenes thing. So I was like, oh, man, maybe we shouldn't watch this, because Bianca's going to get spoiled on everything. But I kind of don't know how you haven't gotten spoiled on this.
Well, I feel like I know most of the high points just from being alive.
Right.
So, I mean, I like know the premise of it, and I know what happens. I've just never actually sat down and watched it.
All right. So, yeah, I know you've listened to some of my podcasts, so we're going to chat, you know, during. And so we'll just kind of keep a running commentary. This is your first podcast as well. So
yes.
I'm excited about that. I've recently got to do a couple of podcasts with newbies, so it's fun for me. I like it a lot. I think you'll be great, so don't worry.
Okay.
All right. So we're watching Home Alone on Disney Plus, which is wonderful. So good to have.
Love it.
Yes, at the fingertips here. So we will do just a countdown, and then we will hit play, and then we will be going. How about it?
Sounds good.
You ready?
Yep.
All right. 3, 2, 1, play. Woo. So I think that one of the, okay, hello Disney Plus, wake up.
I'm drum rolling.
There we go. You're good. Oh, thank you for that. That helped.
You're welcome.
Oh,
John Hughes did this? I didn't know that.
Yes, he did. You didn't know that?
I didn't pay attention.
Yeah. From the behind the scenes. This is going well already. Also, Christopher Columbus did this movie. Chris Columbus, not Christopher Columbus.
Chris Columbus did one of the Harry Potters, didn't he?
He did several of the Harry Potters and a ton of other family films. He's pretty much like the guru of family films. Supposedly really good with kids, but...
Can't relate.
Right. I'm not good with my kid either. He was driving me crazy today. So this is...
Why is the E little in Home Alone?
That is a good question.
Bianca asks the good questions.
I've never actually wondered that before.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Maybe it's because it's at the end and he's little and I don't know. Fuck it. I have no idea. So this movie is kind of like infamous for me because I've always wondered what the dad in this movie did. And me and Miranda have talked about this before, I think. But like, they have a giant house in the suburbs, right? They have all these kids and they're flying to Paris for Christmas. So it's like, how much money does this guy have? Like, what does he do? Is he in the mafia? Like, what is happening?
It's always family money. It has to be.
You think so? Yeah, that could be.
Yeah.
But this is a classic. And I think that the horror factor, to me, is the thought of leaving your child by himself, just forgetting him, is just horrific. Like, it's unimaginable.
That's my thing. How do you forget your child?
Well, you'll
see. I have never understood that.
Right. You'll see, but it's still pretty... Well, it's sort of a combination of, like, an honest mistake and, like, them just being overwhelmed and getting all these people to the airport. But they have this... Well, I don't want to spoil anything, but... It's not really, I don't want to say it's a reflection of like her as a mother, but you know, she's obviously a career person. She has all these kids and all these responsibilities. She's overwhelmed, right? Like you could see that weighing on her.
Why does this woman look like Mrs. Doubtfire?
She does kind of, don't she? What do you think about Macaulay Culkin?
I honestly don't know if I've ever seen him in anything.
Anything? Wow.
No. Let's IMDb real quick. Nothing's popping up in my head.
He's adorable, though, in this. There's so many
all
kids.
All kids, no care.
So many kids.
So many.
I kind of can't blame the mom for being insane.
Wait, are they like running an orphanage or something, or are these all siblings?
They're all siblings. They're all... I think. Oh. Cousins, maybe, too. In all honesty, it's been a minute since I've seen this movie. But I feel like with that giant house, they're all their kids.
Mm.
That one's redheaded.
I was like, if they're all supposed to be siblings, none of them look alike, which I mean, I know they're not actually related, but normally you get people that kind of can pass.
I think that some of them might be cousins because they have brothers and sisters there, I think, the adults, aunts and uncles. You know, one thing that I'm not sure if Disney Plus has is closed captions, which probably would be good.
They do. I'm using them.
They do? Okay, let's do that. Yes, that's very helpful.
And I have scrolled through his IMDb page, and I see nothing that I know.
Interesting.
I'm sure I just shocked like 50 million more people if they ever listen to this.
They will. Don't worry.
Oh, I'm digging that wallpaper.
The wallpaper throughout the house is amazing. I think wallpaper needs to come back.
Some wallpaper is very pretty, and then some is like that.
Most people, like, the first thing they do when they move into a house and has wallpaper is tear that shit down.
Which I hate doing. I've done it once in my life, and I'm like, never again.
Yeah, I couldn't. Mm-mm. I do not have the patience.
Which, thankfully, every house I've lived in has not had wallpaper except the first one, so.
You guys just bought a house. No wallpaper in it.
No, it's just all gray walls.
Nice.
Until we moved in, it kind of looked like an insane asylum. But now there's color.
Yay!
And we got new windows today.
Oh, good.
Yes, we can actually see outside.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm so glad I don't live somewhere where it snows.
Yeah, I've recently heard a lot of complaints about the snow in the Northeast. It does look pretty, but yeah, I can see day to day it being a disaster to deal with.
Like in the South, we shut down if there's even a whisper of snow. Right. I don't know how people drive in it and function.
And get up and like shovel their driveways and
I don't even like leaf blowing my driveway.
But it is pretty, you know, if you're, you know, it's the holidays and you're snuggled in your house or whatever and you don't have to go anywhere. I can see that being nice. Another thing that we found out was that John Williams did the score for this movie.
Oh. Which see, I didn't pay attention to that documentary.
Good. But you know who John Williams is?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. Which I think is sort of amazing. And I know you're not really listening to it, but it does add a lot. Like the music in this adds a lot to what would be sort of in some of the scenes where I just can't imagine this movie without John Williams. It's kind of like Star Wars. Like you can't imagine Star Wars without John Williams' music. It's the same. I mean, like basically anything that he's done, it just adds so much to the movie.
Which I did watch. I forget what it was. It was something. I went down a YouTube hole one time and someone made this video of like a movie with music and a movie without music, and they were comparing the two, and you don't realize how much fuller things are with whether it's just background music or there's something, because two people just talking on screen is boring.
It is boring. You're right. Did you see all those pizzas that guy just delivered?
Yes, I want them.
Yeah, me too. 122. Well, as you know, I was, you know, I gave myself a vacation from it for Thanksgiving and even before that for my mother's birthday. And I gained like 8 pounds. And
good grief.
Yeah. So it really like makes you realize how much it affects your body. And so I was kind of like, it's hard to get back on, but it also feels so much better. Like, already lost, like, 4 pounds of that, so.
Yeah, because you're getting rid of all the junk anyway.
Yeah, so it's sort of amazing, but looking at that pizza, I'm like, oh, it's all worth it. I know how you feel about pizza, so.
Pizza is life.
Yes, you're right.
Actually, I haven't had any in a hot minute.
Dude, I was thinking about having some when I was in my little cheap time frame, but I never did. I should
have.
How
dare you?
I know. I was thinking of either that or Chinese for Christmas.
I've done Chinese for Christmas before.
I could see that going over well for me. Although I just made this like random, but I just made some cauliflower fried rice, and that sounds disgusting, but it's also very good.
No, I've done that before. It's amazing.
It is amazing. And I was like, what? Like, it's life-changing because rice is one of those things that, like, I wasn't super missing like I was potatoes or pasta. But then when I had this, I was like, I will never have regular rice again. Like, it just totally replaces it. It's amazing.
You just have to get the cauliflower just right. Because one time I made it a little too fine, and it just kind of, like, became one gelatinous thing.
Yes.
And I was like, this is not right.
You pulse it till it's just broken up. Not too broken up. So this part of the movie I always thought was a little harsh because, I mean, he just spilled something, right?
And like, okay, so I'm slightly ahead of you.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah, I just watched the whole fight.
Okay. But, although I have cleaned up some milk that a kid spilled and nothing pisses you off more. Like, it's ridiculous to have to clean up just a cup of spilled milk. Like,
Well, because it's like the straw on the camel's back. Like, it's just the last thing that you ever want to happen or have to do.
Yeah, and she's
and then the milk just spreads everywhere.
Everywhere. I mean, like, it's on surfaces like 8 feet away. And you're like, how did it splash over there? I remember just, like, so many breakdown moments when Ethan was little and he would spill stuff. And it was just like, I know I'm overreacting, but, oh, my God, I have to clean this up. And it's the last thing you want to do. But she marches his ass all the way upstairs, just like...
I'm like, they're at, like, the tippy top of the house.
Yeah, like, it's the attic, basically. That's harsh. I mean, like, even for me, I'm like, that's a little extra.
Well, maybe when you have that many kids, you have to be extra.
I guess so. I mean, that does make sense. I go back and forth, like, from a parent's perspective on this.
Well, because, see, and I've gotten to the point where I can't watch Catherine O'Hara without hearing her as Moira from Schitt's Creek in my head.
Yeah.
So I'm just imagining really her with a wig right now.
Yeah. I know people are insane about that show.
I love it. It's amazing.
I've seen like half a season, so need to get back on it. So many things to watch.
So I introduced it to Susan, and then Susan binged it in like a week. And I'm like, excuse me, I've seen like the first season. And then she was like, oh, I'm on my third rewatch.
She's so cute. She just like attaches to something so hard, and it's like all about that.
But she stays attached. That's what I love. She does, it's not just a phase.
Right.
She's a true fan.
Yep.
I wouldn't want to clean that house. That's too big.
Oh, my God. Hopefully they have a housekeeper or something.
Maybe that was the Mrs. Doubtfire woman. I wasn't paying attention to that part. That was kind of creepy.
She might have been an aunt or something.
Ah.
What's your time stamp? Do you know?
Questions. 13 and a little, 13, 37, 38.
Okay. Yeah, I'll skip ahead a little bit.
Okay.
There we go.
Dude's knocking on the door.
So the power goes out. And they all oversleep, of course. This would be my luck. Planning this trip and then oversleeping.
I remember that alarm clock.
Yeah, everybody had one of those alarm clocks.
They really did.
I think my mom still has that alarm clock.
I remember my dad having it. See, I can't deal with that many people when I first wake up in the morning.
Yeah, but I mean,
I don't even want to deal with my cat and my husband when I first wake up in the morning.
But if you're gonna go to Paris, you know, you're like, you know,
I'd be like, y'all can get a hotel.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. If anyone needs to stay with me, I have an extra space. Yeah, because that's what we're worried about is gas mileage.
Exactly. Gee, kid, hit the road. Oh my God, this is like a nightmare.
Oh, kid questions. Why do kids want to know everything?
Because they're assholes.
Like, sometimes you just need to accept the way the things are.
Kids do not adhere to that at all.
He looks like a Buzz.
He does, don't he?
Like, that's perfect.
Also, he looks like a douche.
Also, how did girls back here, like it's like the 1800s or something, how did they wear tights all the time? I hate tights. I think I've worn them maybe 5 times in my life.
Okay, so the little neighbor kid got counted as Kevin, and that's how the whole mix-up started.
Ah, okay.
The one that was asking all the 100 questions.
Yeah, so. Okay.
Honest mistake, really? I mean, but still, you feel like the mom should have been like...
She should have known that she was missing a child.
Exactly, so. You know.
Like her own child.
Yes. I love the scene in the airport where they're running through it to the tune of Run, Run, Rudolph.
Yes.
It's pretty great.
I feel like it contributes even more to the chaos.
Yes, it does. They barely made it. It seems
and that's also unrealistic, because once that door is closed, they don't let you on.
Exactly.
I would know, because they've done that to me before.
And also, they were standing there when all the children ran by them, so you would think that they would notice that Kevin was missing.
No, just your child.
You know.
Ooh, made your bedhead.
So what would you do if you woke up and you were Kevin and you realized what happened?
At that age, I would have freaked out.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Because I was a cool kid until something drastically happened that shouldn't have happened. Like, I remember when my parents took me to New York, I was probably 8 or 9. And we were standing on the corner of the sidewalk, like about to cross the street. And you could cross going straight in front of you or to the left. And I was going straight and my parents went left. And I looked around and I did not see my parents. And Bianca had a heart attack in the middle of New York at 9 years old. And I was like, Mom! She was like, stay there!
And she was across the street?
Yep. So I had to wait for her to come get me. I was like, no one kidnapped me, no one kidnapped me, no one kidnapped me.
So would you call 911? Like, what do you do?
I always called my parents, but this is before cell phones were a thing, isn't it? So yeah, I'd probably call the police.
Yep, you would think so.
But I'm guessing Kevin doesn't.
No, he does not.
I still think that's Robin Williams dressed up. I can't get it out of my head.
It's the blouse, I think, and the glasses.
The glasses and the hair.
And the hair, yeah. I love how they're in first class and all the kids are in coach. That's
a whole mood, though.
That's baller right there. She's like, you know what? I'm not fixing to sit in coach going all the way to Paris, so sorry, kids.
Well, I've always said if I ever fly overseas, it's going to be in first class.
Me too.
I will splurge the extra money to be a little bit more comfortable.
Yep, a lot more comfortable.
Because just my little 2-hour flight a couple weeks ago with the regular people... I was like, how does anyone over 6 feet fit in these chairs?
They don't. Like, it's hard.
And I had to sit beside a woman who had a whole lasagna in her lap.
Nuh-uh.
A whole pan of lasagna. I was like, ma'am.
Where did she get a fucking lasagna?
In the airport.
Oh, my God.
She bought it in Atlanta and wanted to bring it home with her, I guess. I was like, you do know they have lasagna in Pensacola.
Was she eating it or just holding it?
She was just holding it.
Weird. People are so weird.
And maybe, why would you go
maybe
to the
it was some sort of special lasagna or some shit.
It didn't smell that special.
Oh boy, that furnace.
I'm going to have nightmares tonight, Jenny.
Well. You would never make it on Freak Out Drive-In then.
No, that's why I don't listen to that. Sorry, love you, but no.
It's like literally none of the movies we watch are scary except for like two. It's like nobody can handle it.
That one scary movie you made me watch about the pig was bad enough.
About the pig?
It was in Australia or New Zealand or something.
Boar?
Boar, that's boy. It. Yeah.
That was great. Hey, we watched, what did we watch? The Grudge?
I mean, I've seen The Grudge, but I didn't watch it with you. We watched Dr. Sleep together.
We watched something else over here that was scary. It was the one that scared Susan so bad. And we were like, eh.
I don't know. Mm.
I feel like we've watched some scary stuff over here, though.
I mean, we probably have. Y'all probably strapped me down to the couch and was like, you're not moving.
So he thinks that he made his family disappear. So he's excited about that, which, I mean, that's kind of
sad. Popcorn in the bed is giving me anxiety.
Everything Kevin does gives me anxiety throughout this whole movie. But, like, he's super happy and excited. Like, but I think that just...
he's never been alone in his life.
Right, yeah, I was going to say, like, that must be from being in a huge family.
Yeah.
And he's looking at Playboy. All right.
Well, he threw it behind him.
Yeah, he didn't enjoy that. This kid has a trunk full of contraband. Fireworks, porn, snacks.
Oh.
Oh, Lord. Ugly girlfriends.
I mean, I'm just saying, if she's with Buzz, she probably deserved that.
Yeah, I'm just saying, too. Now, this was always fascinating to me as a kid, the thought of a laundry chute.
Yes. It's like the waiter, the dumb waiter thing.
Yes.
That's fascinating me, too.
Yeah, me too. So he's shooting these little action figures with a BB gun into the laundry. I mean, sure.
Angels with filthy souls. I don't think this is appropriate for a child his age.
Definitely not. But it's in black and white, which I think is funny. That's what he gets, you know, not a cartoon or anything else, but this old ass black and white movie.
Of course, I won't lie. I remember one time my parents left me alone. I was probably like 10. And I didn't watch anything kid-like on TV. My smart butt put on The Sixth Sense. Because I wasn't allowed to watch it because my parents thought it'd be too scary for me.
Uh-huh.
And they were right. But I wanted to do it anyway. And then I didn't sleep for like 3 days.
Did you see dead people?
Well, I was good until that woman that he sees like in the traffic with the accident.
Yeah.
And she's standing by the window and she turns her head and walks away. I was like, nope.
But you're an only child, right?
Yes.
So.
I did not have any fellow torturers.
Right, yes.
Or people to torture. Which one of my coworkers and I were talking about that today. that she and her brother tortured each other, but not really emotionally. It was just physically.
Yes.
She had scars to prove it.
Yes.
And I was like, I mean, I torture myself. I trip myself all the time and find bruises. And I'm like, where did this come from?
Clumsiness is not torture. But I have that too. Yes, but the emotional scarring comes later in life from your siblings. Like, specifically teenage years for me anyway. Because we hated each other for, like, me and my brother hated each other for a good, like, 3-4 years there in the early teens. And then later teens, we were actually really good friends, so it's weird.
That's usually how it works out, though.
Yeah.
Like, one of my good high school friends, she and her sister didn't get along forever, but then they both got married around the same time, they both had kids around the same time, and now they're, like, inseparable. Yeah.
Okay, so the mom has just realized that Kevin is home alone.
And he's about to sled down the stairs.
Sled down the stairs. It does look kind of fun.
I might do it on a mattress. Not necessarily a sled. Because at least a mattress would cushion me.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh,
but then
here
it probably
go.
Wouldn't slide on the snow. Oh!
Okay, now how did he go out the door? He was aiming straight for the wall.
He steered.
No. Movie disbelief not suspended anymore.
So one thing I learned during that documentary is that it was not cold and they had to make all of the snow.
Oh yeah, I do remember that part.
Until at one point it did actually snow. But it wasn't till like later on in the filming, like when the mom gets back home to him. So.
Well, and they made the snow out of potatoes.
Yes, the potato flakes.
Yes.
And then
I remember them saying it smelled really bad.
Yeah. So when it sat there for a while, it got all rancid and like rotten. That's funny. I mean, movie magic, right?
It's got to happen somehow.
Yep.
Of course, I would never think, I'm going to take this potato and turn it into snow. Like, that thought would never occur to me.
Well, if you've ever seen, like, instant potatoes, which it looks like snow in a box. Like,
see, I'm bougie. I've never done that.
I mean, my mom did when we were growing up. That's the only reason I know. But I haven't seen instant potatoes in a long time, but...
Mm.
I haven't seen any potatoes in a long time. Minus Thanksgiving. So we got these.
Okay, wait. How did these guys know what house to go to? I think I missed something.
So in the beginning, when the pizza guy was there, Joe Pesci, one of the robbers,
yeah,
was dressed as a cop. So he was casing the joint. And he saw all the chaos, and he saw everything inside, and he knew that they were going away. So, it's like a big, giant target for him.
Okay.
Because they're assuming no one's there.
Oh, The Grinch.
I love that movie.
I haven't watched the original in 50 million years.
We'll have to add that to the list.
Yes.
It's so good.
They did a good job decorating for a house that they're not going to use for Christmas.
I always wonder that, too. Like, why do they have their lights on if they're not there? What, maybe Kevin turned them on?
I don't think Kevin would think about that.
I was kind of thinking that, too, but...
I feel like if the mom can forget her child,
yeah,
then she can forget to turn off the lights.
But Kevin is, like, surprisingly self-sufficient for a child. Like... I don't think that kids now would be as self-sufficient as he is in this movie.
Well, that's also the way kids are portrayed anyway.
Right.
Like, most of the time, they're a little bit more adult in their thinking,
mm-hmm,
than actual kids are.
It's unrealistic.
Yeah. Because the book I'm reading now, The Invasion, is the book two in the Call series. Mm-hmm. And it's about a bunch of kids. And they're, like, trying to avoid this thing happening to them. And the things that they come up with in the book, I'm like, I would never have thought of that at 15 years old. Do you know what I did at 15? I got my car stuck in a ditch. That's what I did.
Same.
Had to call one of my redneck friends, get his truck out there and haul me out.
Well, maybe it's just like necessity, right? Like you don't have any other choice but to think for yourself. Like maybe that survival instinct kicks in or something. I don't know. Oh, look at that, a payphone.
That's from another time.
Yeah, it is. So they made it to Paris.
Because they've been trying to call the house and the phones are out, right?
I don't know that they tried from the plane.
Oh, okay. I would be the wimp.
Wimp hiding under the bed.
That would be me.
Yep. I don't even remember myself at 8 years old or whatever. Like, I have no clue what I would do.
You've blocked that out of your memory.
I suppose I have. I have very few memories of this age. Like, anything pre, like, 12, 13 is real fuzzy. Like, barring just a few clear memories.
He looks like an angry Santa that needs a nap.
Yeah.
I would run screaming, too.
Yes. An old man with a shovel is what scares Kevin, not the fact that he's wished away his family. He is super cute, though.
Also, who has poinsettias just potted in random places in their house with that many children?
I mean, aren't those poisonous?
Yes.
Yes, you can't eat the leaves. Well, hopefully, though.
Well, and then, like, with that many kids in the house, it would be knocked over like that glass of milk.
That's true.
Like, at least put it on the floor.
Oh, my God, that donut looks so good. That cop is eating his chocolate-covered donut. He has a stack of three of them. These are the worst cops ever. I mean, like, why?
Get the donut off the phone.
That's always bothered me.
Okay, there it goes.
The cops are like, you want us to go to your house and check on your kid.
Did he? Okay, I thought he hung up. I was like, don't hang up. Because this is what? What year was this made? 80-something?
Oh, you would think I would know since I watched that documentary. I want to say 86. 86, maybe.
Because I guess they were... Oh, it was 90.
90. That sounds better.
I thought it was 80-something.
Yeah, me too. It's 1990 was how many years ago, Bianca?
Let's see. I'm 28, so 29.
Isn't that amazing? Like, this is almost 30 years old.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Go answer the door, Kevin. Tell them you're alive. Or just hide. Okay.
Yeah, like, these cops are just... Like, she flat out told them, like, my kid is home alone. Like, open the fucking door. Like, do what you gotta do to get in the house.
And the cop didn't even say, hey, it's the cops. He just banged on the door.
Didn't do anything.
That's a terrible cop.
Yeah, it's horrible. I can't imagine that.
We don't do that.
So stupid. Plus, I mean, this is selfish, but like, plus, there's this whole other factor of, like, you're in Paris, right? And you're like, oh my God. Like, all, like, imagine wanting to go there your whole life, and then you're just like, finally there. And then this happens. And you can't even enjoy it.
You know what? I would send my husband back, and I would take the kids and go enjoy Paris.
I was kind of thinking that, but then I'm like, I don't think I'm allowed to say that.
I can't. I don't have kids.
I mean, isn't that horrible? I mean, but that's where my mind goes. Like,
because if you think about it, it's being practical. You're only buying one plane ticket instead of,
well, see,
50
that's what they do
for all the people.
She sends them to the hotel, and she's going to find a way home, which is probably the way it should be.
Yeah,
but
as a worrying mother,
yeah.
Is a bad mother.
It's like, what can you actually do in Paris? Yeah. And enjoy yourself knowing this, but I think this would be solved very simply with the police being better at their jobs.
True.
Like, break down the door. Like, I give you permission to break down the door. My child is in there. Like, why is this hard? I don't get it.
Yeah. Which, at least Kevin is, I'll say, mostly, quote, normal kid.
Mm-hmm.
With no health deficiencies.
Right.
Like, what if there was actually something wrong?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the police were just like, no, we knocked on the door and no one came.
I mean, that's why I'm like, she should have told them, like, play up something like, he has diabetes. Like, that's what, I mean, that would be my go-to. Like, you know, he's diabetic. I wonder if that would have changed anything, honestly. You would think so.
It probably would.
Oh,
because then at least there's a threat of,
yeah.
Oh, if you don't do this, something bad. Oh, spider. Nope. Yeah. Nope.
What
nope.
do you think about that giant tarantula? Mm-hmm.
Burn the house down. Just burn it down. Go live with Mr. Angry Santa next door.
That's how I felt when we had the snake in the house.
I have been fortunate enough to not have that happen.
Yes, it was horrible.
Wait, did y'all ever get it out? Or is it living in the wall still?
What had happened was the snake was in the kitchen and it crawled behind the stove. Now, behind the stove, they didn't put any like molding on the floor. So it was like there was a gap and it went in that gap and it got in the wall. So there's no way. I mean, there's no way to get it out. And
so in like 20 years, y'all are going to like think we need to demolish this wall and expand. And then you're going to bust a hole in the wall and then like 20 snakes are going to pop out. That's what's going to happen.
Well,
that's what I just heard.
I can't imagine that it lived in there. I mean, because we, we had this like, foam stuff. So like John took the foam stuff and like sealed up the area behind the stove. So it kind of sealed it in the wall.
Oh, okay.
So it's not getting out. And
gotcha.
It might still be alive. I don't know how long a snake can live without eating. Unless there are things in the walls that it could. Okay, we're not going to go down this. Like, I'm good. I'm good with not knowing.
You're living your own horror movie.
I am. But the night that that happened, the snake, what I think happened was there was a package on the front stoop, and I think that it got in there because it was hot outside and the package was cooled because it had medication in it.
Yeah.
And so I think it went for the coldness of the package, and it somehow, I did not see it because it wasn't very big, but somehow I didn't see it when I took the medication out, and then I just laid it in the kitchen, laid the box in the kitchen. And then the way that it was found is that John reached for a box of Cocoa Puffs and it was curled up on top of it in the pantry. And so he got, it basically fell on him.
Please tell me John squealed like a girl.
No, but he freaked out.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, what is happening? What is happening? You know, it was just chaos. And so from that day on, Cocoa Puffs are called Cocoa Snakes in my house.
Well, at least they're chasing Kevin.
They're chasing him because what did he do? He shoplifted a toothbrush.
Yeah.
So, it's okay if he's home alone, but he can't shoplift a toothbrush.
No, he got away. I was about to say, he better not jump on that train. I don't need that in my life. That almost looks like a toy train.
A little bit.
It doesn't look real.
Yep. That snow is pretty, though.
I'm a criminal.
Oh, bless his heart. He is a very pure soul, I will say that.
Captions always make me laugh.
Me too.
It's just like engine idling. Thank you for informing me.
So these robbers are hitting all the neighborhood, getting all the loot, and then he stuffs the the sink, like stops it up and turns the water on and floods the house. Like, just as a fuck you, since I stole all your stuff, I'm going to flood your house too. And he calls it their calling card. The Wet Bandits.
The Wet Bandits. That sounds like a band name.
Kind of does.
That Chris Pratt in Parks and Rec would make up.
I'm surprised it wasn't on the list.
Mouse, rat, rat, mouse. Don't hit the kid.
Oh, almost did.
He breathed on it.
I love how these robbers are so festive. They have these little snow globes in their dashboard.
Christmas!
It was like, I'm a thief, but I love snow globes.
Merry Christmas. Oh, he's too shined.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's probably looking at you because you're too shined.
It's so funny how he, like, picks up on things, too. Like, I think that my kid would be oblivious to, like, any of this. You know what I mean? Like, he would be...
I wouldn't be so sure about that. Last weekend when we were over, Susan and I were walking around the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And before we even, like, got to the house where he was playing with the neighbor kid, mm-hmm. I swear Ethan jumped out of nowhere and was like, Bianca, Susan! And I was like, ah!
Maybe so. I don't know.
I have faith in your child.
Well, I'm glad. Because, like, I don't know. Just all this common sense stuff that I feel like I have to keep pointing out and keep pointing out. Like, legit, how do you not think of this? Like, where's your brain? But I think he just goes into his head. I don't know. Such a weird little kid. But he's so funny.
He is funny. And he knows what to say to make you laugh, too.
Yes, he does. And he keeps doing this thing where if I laugh really hard at something, he wants to, like, analyze it and, like, understand, like, what about that was funny and, like, why I liked it so much, and he wants to break it down. I'm like, baby, you ruin the joke if you keep talking about it. Like, you just have to just play cool and just, like, roll with the laughs.
Yeah, but that's how he becomes a comic.
That's what I was thinking.
He's going to become super famous, and he's going to buy you a house one day.
Yeah.
And maybe he'll buy me a boat.
He probably would buy you a boat.
I'll even take a little speedboat thingy.
You want a boat? I want a boat, too.
I'm telling you, when we're old and retired and our husbands are like multimillionaires, mm-hmm. we're going to have this big yacht.
We need to have
and
a
we're
boat.
Just live on the yacht. There's one boat down at the marina down at Jocko's.
Mm-hmm.
I swear that thing is worth like $30 billion.
Of course.
It is super nice.
Now this scenario is this a little is bit odd. Too complicated for this child. I've always thought this. He did not have that much time to set all this up. And who would think of doing this? He has a
mannequin. No normal person.
He has a mannequin on a turntable. Also, where did he get a mannequin?
What does his mom do? Does she do something with mannequins?
I want to say she was interior design, but I don't know if I just made that up.
Oh.
But, I mean, it's effective, but I just don't think anybody would think to do this. Also, there's a male mannequin. I don't get it. Like, I love that scene. Like, it's really cute and clever, but I just never bought it. And I love that song, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, but... Have you ever seen...
Wait, is that It's Wonderful Life?
Yes, have you ever seen that?
It's been a hot minute, but I have seen it. Mom used to watch it every Christmas.
That was one of those ones like you, like I had not seen, you know, most of my life until when I finally watched it and fell in love with it. It's wonderful, like... Literally, it really is good. And
it is really good, but I have to be like, I have to make sure I'm in the best mood ever to watch it, because if I watch it and I'm just like a little bit upset over something, I will just be mad at the entire world for the next 24 hours after watching It's a Wonderful Life.
I think that's just why sad. I like it, because most of it is just real fucked up. Like, it's very depressing. And then it's not till the very end that you get your happy ending, and it's very uplifting and cathartic, but most of that movie is a downer.
Yep.
But I don't know. I dig it for some reason. I dig it for that reason, actually.
Really, she's a somewhat good big sister.
Mm-hmm. I really like the her hairstyle. I always loved her hairstyle, where she has it pulled back in the little comb, but just on one side.
Yeah.
Such a 90s hairstyle, like a cute girl hairstyle.
That's a 90s hipster girl.
Mm-hmm.
Why does everyone hit the statue?
Everyone hits the statue. So, also, I don't understand why he went through all this trouble for the pizza delivery guy. Maybe because he thought the robbers were still casing the house? But, like, why could he not just open the door and pay the guy?
So, I'm not understanding this.
He uses that movie as dialogue to pretend like somebody else is home.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, maybe he thinks the pizza guys are the thieves. Hmm. Or the people watching him, I should say. Because I guess he doesn't know they're thieves at this point.
I mean, it's a really cute and, like, pretty iconic part of the movie, but... I mean, maybe it just displays Kevin's, like, cleverness and, like, resourcefulness. Like, maybe that's what the mannequins were for, and then this scene is for, to make you believe that he would be able to do some of the things that we see later on to the robbers.
Ah.
But it freaks that guy out, because he does, like, the machine gun scene. It's just like, that kid thinks he's being shot at.
He has
at.
A hole in his window.
I know, I feel bad for him. It's kind of fucked up.
It's too cold for all that. Just a plain cheese pizza?
Yep. All that for a plain cheese pizza.
He is not living his best life.
You know how kids are. They're so weird. They only eat cheese pizza.
I have a ring. Oh, Irene.
So she's bargaining. She's trying to get a ticket home. She's bargaining her jewelry. This old man ain't having none of it.
Oh, pull the mother card.
Oh, no.
Oh, oh Ed.
What a sucker. She did it.
She's on the way, Kevin.
Have you ever watched any Johnny Carson?
I have not.
No. I watched a documentary about him one time. It was really fascinating.
Excuse me.
He was like, giant, like, huge, like, the most famous ever in his day. A huge deal. I think probably more than a Letterman or a Leno.
See, I feel like Letterman is the it.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Because even after he, quote, retired from his job, now he does the is he the one that does the riding in cars with people?
That's Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, that's Seinfeld. Okay. Mm-hmm. Letterman does something because now he's got that beard and I've seen him with the beard.
He does a Netflix show. He did one.
That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
With Obama. It has some complicated title though. But I saw the Obama interview that he did. It was pretty good. But yeah, he does have an epic beard.
Oh, there's that spider again.
Mm-hmm. Foreshadowing.
Oh, he's back in the store. Is he going to shoplift more?
Hopefully not. I love how he looks shopping in his little toboggan hat. So cute with his little mittens.
I like how he's buying, like, mostly responsible stuff, too.
I know. I've always noticed that. Toilet paper.
Tropicana.
Detergent. Like, he's gonna wash some clothes.
Got that Wonder Bread.
Mm-hmm.
This woman's like, okay.
Yeah, whatever you gotta do, kid. And he's flipping through a magazine so casual-like. Army men.
For the kids. I got a coupon. Me every day. All of that for $19.
Back in the day, man. 30 years ago.
At 8 years old, my mom barely trusted me to run back and get the potato she forgot.
I know, right? Mm-mm.
He said stranger like it was an insult.
Watch this part. This is my life right
Oh,
here.
No! Yeah. Oh, that's the worst.
I've had that happen to me. It fucking sucks. Shit falls out of the bag. Mm-mm. Look at him doing laundry. I gotta teach Ethan to do laundry.
Well, you have fun with that.
Yeah. Also, how many clothes has he worn in the past 2 days?
Well, maybe he's being nice and doing laundry for the family that he wished away.
Sure. He's doing Buzz's dirty underwear.
Maybe a few socks with the Playboy.
Like, what's wrong with these socks? Why are they so stiff? These robbers can't figure out what's going on.
They look like the bad guys from 101 Dalmatians.
Ah, that is great. Yes.
Like a tall, skinny one, and then a somewhat kind of short and stumpy one.
Yeah. I used to love that movie. Like, I watched it a million times. I need to rewatch it on Disney+.
You now have the ability
I do.
To.
Isn't that amazing?
Run, Kevin, run.
My favorite part was when the little fat one would be like, I'm hungry, mother.
My nose is froze and my tail is froze.
Cruella De Vil is an amazing villain. And
I'm so ready for Emma Stone.
Me too. She's going to kill it. It's going to be so good.
I saw that poster and I was like, yes.
It's so funny how she just is Cruella, like, just instantly.
It's well, and just perfect. Imagine, like, with her deep voice. That's mm-hmm. what gets me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Here we go. What's he doing?
Oh. See, even if I was the one to set that off, I would still freak out like this dude. I wouldn't be maniacally laughing.
Yeah. That's still cute. Somebody just got blown away.
Hold on, let me yell at my cat to hush.
Hush, babe.
Babe.
Hush, baby.
She's mad because she was cooped up in the bedroom all day while they were installing the windows.
Oh, no.
So now she just wants to explore the world, and I'm like, no. About time to calm down. The cops finger you? Can we rephrase that somehow, please?
Nope.
20th Century Fox was like, no, that's good. The mother has landed.
All right. But everything is full.
Where'd she fly into? I missed that. Or do
probably,
you know?
I did miss that too, but it's drivable. Oh, probably New York.
Mm.
Probably Chicago to New York, New York to Paris. And then back. But I don't know how drivable New York to Chicago is. Seems like that would
That'd be a long trip.
Yeah. Chicago to Paris to
Oh,
Dallas.
She's in Scranton.
Scranton. All right. Close
Go
enough.
Go meet Michael Scott.
She's freaking out.
I don't blame her.
No, I don't either. Sell my soul to the devil himself.
I like how the dude's tie matches the bars that are behind him.
So this is John Candy. Have you ever seen the John Candy movie?
Why does his name sound familiar?
Because he's a famous comedian.
Mm.
And he died young. And he has fantastic movies, including Uncle Buck.
No, I've never seen it.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Never seen it.
The Great Outdoors.
Nope.
You would like that movie. It's funny as shit. But he is in these, like, sort of classic comedy movies from this era. And he's just wonderful. He's, like, so Midwestern and, like, funny and personable.
Did you say you could help me? Get to your point.
And from the documentary, I saw that a lot of this was ad-libbed. And, like, all of that dialogue right there. He just made it up, like, with the polka, polka, polka. And, that he did this as a favor, and he worked for like 24 hours straight, and he only made like $500 because he just donated his time or whatever. And that the
guy, super nice of him.
The guy who played the pizza boy made as much as John Candy in this movie.
Good grief!
I know, right? I was like, what?
Well, why was he being? Did he like personally know someone working on the movie?
Yeah, I think he knew John Hughes and Chris Columbus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and plus, I mean, just from you know the things that I've heard about him, that's just like kind of how he was. You know, just a very generous person.
Yeah.
We should do a John Candy series and watch at least those three.
We have so many just because I've never seen anything.
I was like, where do we even start? Because you said you've never seen Dirty Dancing, right?
I've seen bits and I've seen like the very beginning and I've seen the end dance scene. I've never seen the actual like meat of the movie.
Yeah, that's classic too. So many things. What are some of the other ones that you can think of offhand that everybody's seen and you haven't?
Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club, yeah, gotta watch that.
Flashdance.
I don't know that I've seen Flashdance.
Oh, okay, yay, I'm not alone. Mm-hmm. The Godfather.
Okay, yeah, we gotta watch Godfather. Although that's hard to live watch. It's 3 hours, 3+ hours of...
Now, we might have to watch that separately and take notes.
Yeah, we could maybe just do like a... like a short recap of that one. I wouldn't live watch The Godfather unless I was real drunk.
Oh, I was telling Susan, I know there's a like top 100 movies you need to see in your lifetime list. Mm-hmm. And I was looking through like the first 20 and I've only seen like 4 of them, I think.
Ooh.
So if we want to make our way through that list.
Yeah, that might be a good place to start.
Anything that jumps out at you that you're like, Bianca, you need to see this.
What about The Wizard of Oz?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I love Wizard of Oz.
Gone with the Wind.
I've never seen Gone with the Wind.
That's another one you can't really live watch. It's 4 hours long.
Yeah. What in the world is going on?
Is there a polka band?
Yeah, but it looks like they're all being kidnapped. Riding in the back of this truck.
I guess that's how they travel, with all their shit.
Oh my God. Are they in a legit U-Haul?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, he's going to go visit Santa.
That's a cute little setup they got right there. It's S. Claus, though. That's weird.
He's official.
Let me think of some other classics.
Excuse me. I got a tickle in my throat tonight.
What about Casablanca?
Never seen it.
That is a fantastic movie. I have it on DVD, I think.
And I've only seen one of the Indiana Jones.
Ooh, that might be a fun series to watch. Which one? Do you remember?
No. I remember he and this girl were fighting, and one of them falls through the wall. Like, they accidentally open up the secret chamber in the wall. Mm-hmm. I forget which one that is, though.
Is she blonde?
Is she? Oh, that's details, man.
Yeah, I know. What about Jaws?
Never seen Jaws. Mm. I'm afraid that if I watch Jaws, I'll never want to go in the ocean again.
That is accurate, yes. Although, I mean, at this point, I think you, this point in your life, will be able to realize how fake it looks. You know?
Oh, that is true. Because so Jaws was made in, what, the late 70s?
Yeah, so it's not like... I mean, you'll be able to be like, oh, it was 75 when it was made. So.
Will it be like Boar all over again?
Maybe so. It's way better than Boar. What are you talking about? No.
We got through with that movie and I just stared at you.
So good. I love that movie. You said you'd never seen A Christmas Story.
Yep.
Which is like mind-boggling to me, considering they play it on a 24-hour loop at Christmas.
Hey, my same coworker that I was talking about earlier, she's never seen Christmas Story either.
Y'all have to do that. It is one of my most favorite things in my life ever, is A Christmas Story. I absolutely adore that movie. What about
Who's the kid in that one?
His real name or his kid name?
His real name.
I don't know his
Has he done anything else?
Very few. Oh, his name is Peter Billingsley. He's done some other things, not a whole lot.
Because his kid name is Alfie, isn't it?
Ralphie.
Mm-hmm. I was close.
It is such an adorable movie. What about, I think there was another one I was going to ask you about. Die Hard.
My cat will answer for me. I've seen Die Hard.
Yeah, we did talk about that.
I've seen the first one. I haven't seen any of the other ones.
Gremlins?
No.
Gremlins is fun. Oh, the most egregious of all. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, no.
Dude.
I don't do silly funny, and I feel like that's all the National Lampoon stuff is silly funny.
I mean, yes, but it's not like dumb silly, it's like situational silly. They don't treat it as, like, it's treated like a family comedy, you know what I mean? So it's not like, just like gag after gag. It's just like, it's mostly Clark's reactions to things that is hilarious.
Kind of like Shatner?
Sort of, but way better.
He sees Angry Santa again. Yeah,
he went to the church on Christmas Eve.
Why are they the only two there? Normally Christmas Eve is a good time to go to church.
There are a couple of other people there, but yeah, it's pretty empty.
Because normally churches have like big Christmas Eve celebrations. Mm-hmm.
That is a beautiful church, too.
Yes, it is. Oh, I see three other people. Okay. Mm-hmm. Those bangs, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad my mother never gave me bangs. Thank you, Mom. I appreciate it.
I had bangs for a long time.
My hair's too frizzy for bangs.
Yeah, mine always was, too. Still happened, though.
Kevin's scarf looks super soft.
It does, doesn't it? I want to cuddle with it.
You should tweet Macaulay Culkin. But hey, did you keep that scarf? Oh, at least he knows he hasn't been good. He admits to it.
At least he's not scared of him, you know. He's talking to him. It's pretty brave for a little kid who ran screaming at the sight of him earlier in the movie.
Well, at this point, he's also been alone for a few days, so he's probably like, I need to talk to somebody.
Right. And he probably feels pretty safe in a church. (Clears throat) What do you think so far?
You just
far?
Said that.
Yeah. What do you think so far?
I thought the entire... Let me back up. My premise of the movie coming in as someone who didn't really know about it, I thought the whole movie was him pranking the two robbers, mm-hmm. basically. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen any of that. And how far are we into this? Oh, we're 3/4 of the way through.
Yeah.
And I've yet to see any of those antics. So I'm just like, it's not what I thought it was.
Are you disappointed?
I don't know that I'd say disappointed more than, I don't know. It's just different. It's just different than what I had thought.
Yeah, the pranks are pretty much the climax of the movie, really.
Okay. Because it actually focuses a lot more on the family aspect than I thought it did, too. I didn't know the whole thing with the mom trying to get back was actually a thing.
Mm-hmm. You thought she just went and, had a good time in Paris while her kid
basically. I thought the family was just like, okay, well, we left him. Bye.
He'll be all right.
He's self-sufficient. No, he's putting that man in his place. Mm-hmm. And the presents.
And the presents. This is a really sweet scene, actually. In that documentary, Chris Columbus was talking about it and saying how that he was sort of worried about this because it has a lot of emotional weight in the movie, and that Macaulay Culkin just came in there and just knocked it out of the park. Because it's sort of not a monologue, but there's a lot of dialogue here for a little kid. And he just got all of it just automatically, and he was so impressed with him.
Because he's not even saying it in, a childlike voice.
Yeah, he's like a little...
He's speaking like adult to adult.
Right, yes.
May God bless us, everyone.
But still pretty innocent, you know? Adult, but not jaded or anything bad. Just, sweet and honest.
Yeah.
And then he goes
Wait, where's
home.
He going?
Then he goes home and says he's fucking trapped for these robbers. You know, it's shit. I like him.
I gave the old man hope. Now I gotta survive.
Right? Yeah, now it's it's depth, right? It's depth to his character.
I like how the lights light up as he's running.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't know why that happens, but sure. Also, the house is unlocked, so why did the robbers not just come in then? But
and defend it you shall.
I love a good montage, and this is a great montage. I love the schematics. It draws everything out, gets his plan.
I don't even like writing outlines for research papers.
He drew his whole thing
out. Oh, spider.
I love the little glimpses of the spider. Also, where did he get these ideas?
And who just has a thing of tar?
Yeah, I've always wondered that too.
That's just not something normal people keep around their house.
This child is so focused on this. It's sort of scary.
Wait, was that epoxy? What was that?
Yeah, some sort of, wrap. Yeah. Some sort of, glue. To me, the most egregious of the traps is the glass ornaments underneath the window. When they step on them, it looks so freaking painful. It hurts to watch.
That's probably almost as bad as stepping on a Lego.
It's, I mean, at least the Lego isn't glass. I'm just like, I can't imagine. The wet bandits are about to strike. He's a kid. Well, kids are stupid.
The kid was smart enough to fool you with the gunfire.
Mm-hmm. He's got his little his little plate set full of macaroni and cheese and some milk.
Who drinks milk with macaroni and cheese at dinner?
See, I've always wondered that too. Like you would always see, like, growing up, like, families drinking milk with dinner, and I always thought that was so fucking weird. And, but Ethan, you know, as a kid, like, he used to drink milk with every meal. Like, it was normal for him.
I drank it for breakfast, and then if we had breakfast for dinner, I'd have milk with that just because it went together. Mm-hmm. But, like, that's mac and cheese.
Yeah, I don't know. We switched to water. Well, he was at the doctor's office, and he heard the doctor say that dairy products make your mucus thicker and harder to get rid of, and then he refused to drink milk after that. So then we had to start with water.
Well, isn't that's one way to get him off dairy.
Yeah. It was pretty immediate. I'm like, you drink milk your entire life, and this one doctor says this one thing, and yeah. That's it.
Did it actually make a difference?
Not that I'm aware of, but it ain't my mucus, so I don't know.
Yeah, but you have to deal with it.
That is true, but I mean, I feel like he needs, like, oh, here we go, about to get shot in the face.
That's a creepy shot.
Yeah, I like that shot. I feel like he needs the, like, fat and nutrients and stuff that comes with milk, but then it was like you fall into this rabbit hole when you start to research, like, drinking animal milk, because a lot of people are, like, really crazy about how you're not supposed to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I've had several people point out to me that we're the only mammals that drink other mammals milk, and I'm like, because it's delicious.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Let me drink my milk and eat my ice cream and eat my cheese and be happy.
Let me live my life. Oh, that stare gag hurts every time. That would be done after that.
See, after I fell down them stairs, I'd be like, this house ain't worth it. We're going home.
Never. No, thank you. I've fallen downstairs before. Not even, like, concrete stairs, but just carpeted stairs. Bullshit. I'm not...
Well, you probably got carpet burn.
I got lots of burns. It burned my feelings and my soul. It was not good.
See, if something is that slippery, it's not worth it.
It's not. Just turn around. It is fun to watch them fall. I love watching people fall. I love this part too, where he's trying to get his feet underneath him and he just goes whoosh to the side. Like that. Love it. These are like the worst robbers ever.
Also, if it's that cold outside, why do they not have scarves and hats? And how is his nose not froze like the Dalmatian?
Also, he has a very large nose.
Yeah, he does.
What does Babe think about the movie?
Well, she's screaming at me right now. I think our neighbor cat might be in the window at the dining room and bothering
oh, no.
her.
Oh, no.
Babe does not like that cat. Mm. And she lets me know. She's like, Mom!
There's nothing I can do about a cat! I love the iron. Wow. How is he not dead? I mean,
or at least passed out.
It fell a good 6-10 feet.
Yeah.
That should knock you out. On the on that documentary, the stunt guy who did,
he branded him.
Yeah, he did. The stunt guy who did these stunts talked about how much air that they would get, like when they would fall, like when they would, like when their feet would go out from underneath them and just fall. And now that's called a home alone in the stunt world, which I thought was pretty funny.
Well, this is probably like the most like trick stunts done in a movie.
It's a lot. This guy. Watching the nail in the foot.
Nope.
All right, so he's fallen down the stairs. He had an iron to his face. He had tar on the steps, and then he stepped on a nail. That's a lot.
They are more dedicated than I. I give them, like, y'all get brownie points for all this.
Oh, this guy
hat's on fire.
Fucking head set on fire.
Just put your head in the snow. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, he does. So he's fallen down the stairs a bunch of times, got his hand branded, and now his fucking head on fire.
Okay, more unrealistic things. There's no blood.
No blood. Yeah, you're right. See, he's just
he giving up? I guess the nail was the... It was the last nail. Dad joke number 3.
I liked it. It was good. There's nothing in this house that I need.
Mm-mm.
They've already hit all the other houses in the neighborhood. Well, a lot of the other houses in the neighborhood. So, like, just go, you know? Call it a day. Oh, this is it. This is the part that makes me cringe probably the most. And there are a lot of cringy ones.
His voice is not menacing.
Joe Pesci's?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's because he's not cursing.
Yeah, but he... Oh. Not to... Oh, there's so many feathers.
At least it's not painful. It's just annoying. This is painful.
Oh, he left the stars like up,
yes,
too. They go in the foot.
This kills me every time. I can't with it. No. I always grab my feet and like, no.
Mm-mm.
So good. Another thing about the documentary, they were saying that Joe Pesci was like, he curses a lot. And
he had issues with not cursing.
He had issues with that. And that's why in the movie, when he... where you would normally hear curse words, he just like does like, like, you know, like nonsense words where he's like really wants to be cursing. It's pretty funny. Paint can to the face. Boom.
That's what, when they said that in the documentary, it reminded me of, oh, there's another one. I like the way they landed.
I know, right?
It reminded me of the behind-the-scenes stuff I watched on the first Chronicles of Narnia movie with James McAvoy.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he has a very filthy mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But since it was a kid's movie, they were trying to keep the whole set clean because of all the kids that were in it.
Yeah.
And every time someone said a bad word, they had to put money in a jar and they would donate the money at the end of the movie to whatever organization. I forget what organization. But James McAvoy was the sole contributor to the jar in that movie.
I wonder how much it was.
I forget. It was a lot, though.
All right.
You should have made him eat the poinsettias.
Yes, crush them up and make a poison dart or some shit.
Oh, there's a spider.
There you go.
Get the spider. Get the spider.
Would you touch that spider?
If a guy was grabbing my ankle, maybe.
He puts it on his face. Freaks the fuck out.
Well, the spider's leg went up his nose.
Oh my god, I would freak out
that
too.
Poor spider.
That would be the final draw, like, no. I love how he's fashioned himself an escape route. By,
I was like, what's that?
Propelling, there we go. I don't know. to the treehouse, which I always wanted a treehouse like that. It was pretty badass.
I had a friend growing up that had a treehouse like that, and I was always jealous.
Yeah. I knew, like, one little kid that had one, and it was so awesome. I think that's why I kept trying to, like, climb trees all the time. And I fell out of a tree and broke my arm one time.
You were just trying to be Tarzan, don't lie.
Yeah, that's true. He is brave. Whoa! It looks fun, though.
It does look fun. I'd do it.
Me too. I would have some sort of harness, I think, probably, but I wouldn't just hold on to the handles.
You're such an adult.
I am. Can't help it. Maybe he committed... Oh, God. These people.
Well, why didn't you already call it?
Exactly.
Yes, from the treehouse.
Yes. No, I would not do that. Definitely would not.
Maybe if there was like 3 feet of snow below me.
Yeah, maybe so, but...
Mm-mm. But that's not even a foot.
Nope, they're on the third floor. They're in the attic, so... No, thank you. I wouldn't even probably be able to even do that. To scoot along there anyway.
I was about to say, why doesn't he just cut the rope?
There he goes. Smart guy.
Go back! Boing!
Oh, you did. Smash.
Also, why are they dressed like they're from the 1920s Depression era?
That's a good question. I guess you gotta be low-key.
They look like they're
right?
About to go to the soup kitchen.
Can I have some more? at least they have layers on in the cold, I guess.
Well, I'm pretty sure by this point the one dude has lost feeling in his feet.
Yeah. God, look at him. Oh, he's going to outsmart the little kid. Remember, he left the faucet on.
Yeah.
And has reached all the way in the basement now. Uh-oh. He got caught.
Hang him up.
I know, I always love that. Hang him from the little hook. He looks so funny.
Ooh, those boots.
Those boots are hot.
Get him, Angry Santa.
Get him. Creepy old man. Oh.
Of course, at this point, I don't think anything could knock them out.
Yeah,
dude, I mean, got hit with an iron.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's pretty unrealistic that a shot from a shovel is gonna phase them. Or maybe it's just the final
nail.
Yep. Oh, now the police show up.
And they're at the wrong house. Or is that, did they leave him there?
Yeah, they must have left him there.
Okay.
So it's funny that they break into that house when no one's there to apprehend the suspects, but not to check on the child across the street. Interesting.
The cops have their own agendas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure they have a quota of thieves to catch. They don't have a quota of children to rescue.
They should.
I haven't seen a cop car like that in a hot minute.
It's old school.
Because I saw a cop in a Mustang like a couple weeks ago. I'm like, excuse you.
What do you think you're doing?
Not supposed to go that undercover. Because my friend Kelly, she saw one like a year ago on her way to Disney, and she sent me a picture. She was like, that's a cop. And I was like, nah.
Mm.
And then I saw one, and I was like, oh, they for real.
Mm-hmm. They are.
It's a lot of stockings.
He has a lot of brothers and sisters. Those cookies look so good. Yep, the mom's still stuck in the U-Haul.
And see, if I was the mom in this scenario being stuck in this U-Haul, I know those people would have already dumped me somewhere. Because I would have been, like, stress yelling.
Shut the fuck up. Stop playing polka songs.
I'd be like, stop playing the stupid music. Put your foot on the gas and go. That would be me. That's going to be me next weekend going to Disney.
It is. Yes. Who's driving? Are you driving?
I kind of want to drive because Brad is a grandpa. And if he like Google Maps says it's about 6.5 hours from our house to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
If Brad drives, it'll be close to 8. If I drive, let's just say it'll be less than 6.5 hours.
Yeah, you should definitely drive.
But then part of me, like, wants to enjoy the drive and just, like, read and relax. So, I don't know.
Yeah, you definitely won't have much relaxation time at Disney, so.
No, I'm prepared for that, too. I don't know if the people I'm going with are prepared for that. Cough, cough, Hope and Wyatt, cough, cough.
Yep. Gonna be
I already told them I would leave them at the resort if they didn't wake up when I got up.
Well, you wake up at like 4 a.m., so.
I wake up at 5 when I have to be at work. On the weekends, I sleep until like 6:30, okay?
Well, when you're trying to get the extra magic hours, I know your ass is going to be there early.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of the days Epcot magic hours are at night instead of in the morning. So I'm like, oh, that's nice.
That's cool.
I was like, I can actually sleep in a little bit that day. And it's snowing. I wonder if that's the real snow or the potato snow.
That's the potato snow.
Okay.
I think. Because they did say they needed that there was a snowstorm at like a good scene for them, so this might be real snow, but maybe just like the door, like standing in front of the door, they did extra. Now he's finally starting to miss his family. It took a while, didn't it?
Well, few days.
He's been busy, you know,
and a lot of trauma.
Yep. And he cleaned up all that shit. And he made cookies and hung stockings.
She's like, whose child is this?
Right?
Mommy!
Mama! So sweet. If you're Kevin, how long do you milk this, right? Like,
the rest of your life.
The rest of your life. Like,
just like you milk me with saying I didn't like you when I first met you.
Well, yes, I will continue to use that. But yes, I mean, like, every argument would be like, you fucking forgot me at Christmas. Like, there's no comeback. Like, you're right.
Mom, I want this G.I. Joe doll. No, you can't have it. Well, yeah, well, you left me when you went to Paris.
Oh, and now all the family is home. Like 10 minutes after she gets home. That doesn't seem quite fair, does it?
No. I would be mad if I were her. Just be like, I had to endure a U-Haul with polka people.
Mm-hmm. So I guess the other children were cousins because there's, what, four of those kids? One, two, three, four, and Kevin.
I'm trying to count.
There was an older girl. She must have been a cousin. The one that that counted the neighbor kid as him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the older one. I think it was Jennifer Connelly, actually. And now it's just like everything's okay. Like, there's no trauma. You know, it's just like, I did the shopping. And everybody's like, ha, 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 ha. Let's put this all behind us. For. You know what I mean? Like, nope. And then they just leave him by himself, like, in the room. Like, what?
Like, he's alone again now.
I would never, like, let him out of my sight, you know, for days. I would feel so bad.
Is that the gold tooth that shone?
Yeah, I think it is.
Well, see, in a few days, the parents are going to get the newspaper about these thieves.
Yep.
And it's going to list the neighborhood. They're going to come to Kevin. Be like, why did all these houses get hit and we didn't? He'll be like, I don't know.
And then he sees this, the old man reuniting with his family out in the snow for some reason.
Like, go inside. Yeah, you can hug like, inside.
Why are we doing this out here? I think that was the potato flakes scene through the window.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That actually kind of makes sense just because snow is hard to capture.
Exactly, yeah.
Potatoes have weight to them.
Mm-hmm.
Waving to the old man. Ooh, his ears are very red.
It's very cold outside with the potatoes.
So it should be cold potato, not hot potato.
Potato flake, oh man. The end.
Well, that was kind of adorable.
Yeah? Did you like it?
I did.
Good.
Festive instrumental music plays.
No.
Yeah, that was really good. I enjoyed that.
I'm glad. I'm glad you did. It really is a fun watch.
Because it wasn't as childish as I thought it was going to be.
Right. Right.
Like I said, I thought it was going to be like mostly him pranking these thieves trying to get in his house the whole movie, and that's kind of why I never watched it.
Right.
So I was like, if that's the whole plot, I don't think I want to.
Now, a lot of people like Home Alone 2. I've always been a lot less enthusiastic about that movie than some people. But it's not bad. It's just, I don't know. There's something about that first one that you can't really recapture. And,
which, isn't there a third one?
I believe so. I don't know that I ever watched the third one.
Because I want to say, I know for a fact in the third one it's not old dude Macaulay, however you say his name. Mm-hmm. He's not in that one.
Right, that's correct.
I don't know if there's any after that, though. I know Disney will tell us. Yeah, because it suggests Home Alone 2 and then Home Alone 3 after.
Okay.
Which in the third one, that kind of looks like Jonathan Taylor Thomas, but that's just because I think I have a crush on him.
That. Yeah, I did too. Like, who didn't at that time?
But yeah, thank you for making me watch that.
Well, I'm so glad. I will be making you watch lots of other movies. I can't decide if I need to pick the next one or if you need to pick the next one.
I don't really know. Because I think we kind of both agreed on Home Alone just because it's Christmas time while we're recording this. So it felt right.
So what do you think about your first podcast?
It just feels like a conversation between you and me that I know is being recorded, but I don't care at this point. So.
Good. Yes. That's what I always go for. When you forget what you're doing and just get caught up in it. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, you were wonderful, and I enjoyed it very, very much. Is there You're welcome. Is there any social media or anything that you want to put out there? I don't know how you feel about that. I forgot to ask you about that. You don't have to, but.
My Instagram is public, so anyone can follow me. I am Stylin' Freak. Don't ask me how I came up with that name. I have no idea. But that's STYLINFREAK, and it's mostly me and my cat. So if you're a fan of cats, I'm your girl.
And gorgeous selfies, too. Don't forget about that. And Bianca's Kitchen.
Yes, I do cook a lot. Hashtag Bianca's Kitchen.
Mm-hmm. I love it. As for me, I'm at the Jenny Position it's actually just Jenny Position on Twitter and on Facebook. You can leave reviews on Facebook page, on Podbean, Spotify, and all the Podcatcher apps. I'm trying to think of what else we have coming up. Me and Miranda will have an episode of Geek and Sassy pretty soon.
It'll
be a Christmas themed. It's gonna be kind of racy, so get ready.
I expect nothing less from you too.
I'm excited about it, and there should be a new Telling Stories coming up soon.
Ooh, too, yay.
So check that out. And coming up in January, I was a guest on a show called A Game of Two Halves, and it's kind of a funny story about how I got hooked up with that podcast. They are a couple based in North England, and I'm in this podcasting Facebook group, and they just posted one day, like, we need guests for our show. And on a whim, I just said, like, hey, I'll do that, because it's a trivia podcast. And I thought, well, that's something I've never really done before. So I got hooked up with them, and we recorded today, and it was really fun. So follow them, A Game of Two Halves. I did pretty well in the trivia. I won't spoil it, but not a bad
showing. Is it like themed trivia or just in general trivia?
This was general trivia.
Okay.
I think they, like, when it's just them two, like, they play against each other, and they have some different things like Disney themes. They did this really funny one where they had to hum songs at each other and try to figure out the songs.
Brad and I did that the other night, and we were both terrible.
Yeah, so bad, but really funny. So check them out and check out my episode. I'll be sharing it around whenever it comes out too in January. So anyway, thank you, Bianca. I love you.
Thank you. I love you too.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good job.
Thank you.